All right. The last one of the night is Once in a Lifetime. So let's go ahead and get started. If it helps you out, I could teach you how to kiss. What? And we have to kiss? Yeah, well, I see no other way. I don't know. Not if you don't want. Okay, but just one kiss, and you tell me what I do wrong. Of course, that's why we're doing it. Okay, here goes. Just one kiss. Okay, that was fun. I liked it. Did you like it? A lot. I mean, was I okay at kissing? Definitely. However, in this kind of game, people usually get carried away and go beyond kissing. What are you trying to say? I'm just saying that once you're at that party, if you want to take it further, you have to be prepared. At least not to panic. I'm not talking about sex, but maybe a bit of touching here and there. Yeah, of course, and you want me to practice that with you too, don't you? Only if you want. We trust each other enough to talk about this openly. I don't know. Don't you think it's weird? Nah. And besides, it wouldn't be the first time we ended up in a heated up situation. Remember the pool? I've told you that was because of the beer. But okay, you win. Teach me. Okay, get on the floor. Oh my god, it's huge! Do all the boys have one that size? I don't think so. Okay, now grab it with both hands and shake it up and down. So a hand job? I might be inexperienced, but I'm not stupid. Sorry, I got carried away. Like this? Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's it. Am I doing it right? Perfect. Ah. Judy, I'm gonna come. Ah! Wow, haha, that was unexpected. I'm sorry, Judy. Don't worry, I'll take this as a sign that I've done well. Thanks for the warning, though. I have to admit, this has been fun. Maybe we can do it again sometime. I'm going to sleep. Tomorrow we have to leave early. Good night. Good night. Tuesday. Man, that was a night worth remembering. Helping Judy with her insecurities about sex seems pretty damn hot. I need to talk to her about this again later. Okay. I gotta say, this couch is surprisingly comfortable. What time is it? 6:30 in the morning. It's not yet dawn. There seems to be a little draught. But where is it coming from? There's only one door and it's closed. Looks like it's coming from... No way! Bingo! Judy, wake up! You need to see this! Wow! Looks like some kind of tunnel. Yeah, seems deep enough. You can hear echoes in the distance. Where do you think it leads? I have no idea, but we shouldn't go in there. With only that little light you brought, we won't see shit. Hee-hee, don't worry. I came prepared. There's one last gadget I haven't shown you yet. Check this out. Just give me a second. Boom! Are those... Yeah, they are. Night vision goggles. Don't tell me they're not cool. Okay, that's pretty cool. Please tell me you brought me a pair for me. Or excuse me, please tell me you brought a pair for me. Yeah, I do, but I don't put them on it. But don't put them on until we're inside. With normal light, they blind you. Awesome. Wow, there's complete darkness. Okay, now for the goggles. Judy, this doesn't work. Judy? Judy? I'm here. Where? Is this you? Yeah, you're grabbing my boobs. Ah, yes, I thought as much. You have to turn them on. How? There should be a button on the right side. It works! Oh my god, this place is huge. It looks like some kind of bunker. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. There's a door down the hallway. Let's get closer. A metal gate, but there's no knob. I'll try to get it open. Ugh. Impossible. It doesn't move an inch. Perhaps we should keep moving forward. There's a path to the right and one to the left. We can split up. We'll cover more ground that way. Are you sure? I don't think we should separate. That's not a problem. If you find something, we can communicate through the goggles. They have an integrated communication device. Okay, if you say so. Okay, see you now. Should I follow her? It has to be this way. Oh, wow. An inverted pentagram. There's a name written on each end. Samael, Lilith, Moloch, Azazel, and Asmodeus. And in the middle, of course, Astaroth. Oh, shit. What are we walking into? Let's go straight. Let's go to the right. Come on, not this door again. Hold on. This isn't the same place. But let me guess, also closed. No! Holy crap! It looks like that place from Euphoria that I'm not supposed to talk about to be a big spoiler. Ah, my eyes! What the hell? A church? How much distance did I cover in those tunnels? Grim, over here! Judy? How'd you get up there? I don't know, I just started walking and ended up here. You need to get up here. There are stairs to the right. I think there's a way out. We need to... Oh no! Okay, Grim, there's probably a dozen psychos behind you. Take a deep breath and stay calm. Do you need anything? Who are you? You should watch your tone. Tell me who you are and I'll gladly answer you. I'm Moloch. Now, answer. I'm Azazel. Azazel, you? You are just a child. Do you have a problem with that? I did not know age was an impediment to be a son of Astaroth. I guess not. Just go put on your tunic. The ceremony will begin soon. I will when I deem it appropriate. I will not be late. Wow, you came out of that very well. You're the best, bro. Hurry, get up here at once. Okay, we stay here a few minutes to see if we discover anything else, and then we're leaving. Look, four people have met in the center. They sure look creepy. Can you hear anything? Nah, they're whispering. I don't know what they're waiting for. Wait, there's a man kneeling over there. Es Deus. Once I was woken, thrown into this world, I was fed with food, possessions, knowledge, yet I never felt sated. The fuck is this guy talking about? From whence we came, where we will go, who we are, who we will become. I dared to ask myself this. I dared to know. I dared to accept a power that we are not allowed to understand. I repudiated the life I was given. I became Astaroth. And finally, I have all the answers. Ab Aleo Renasitir? I don't know. Whatever I just summoned, I apologize. That is what I have gathered you here. Excuse me. That's why I've gathered you here. The name has come. Instead of summoning a demon, I summoned a Italian chef. What do you want? We must carry out our mission to awaken the world. Grim, there's an exit this way. We've heard enough. Let's go. Wait, just one more minute. It shall be done, Father. How must we proceed? How? I will tell you how. No more anonymity, bribery, extortion, manipulation. No more living in the shadows. The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear. And the oldest and strongest kind of fear is fear of the unknown. That is why we created gods, to protect us from the unknown. There is a true god now. I have become a god, and soon they will know it. They will not understand, but they will follow me. They will obey. However, there is one final step to take. I'm missing one last piece of the puzzle. Something that was stolen from me a long time ago. I'll let you know your role when the time comes, my children. I see only four of you came. It seems that Asmodeus did not want to answer our call. Maybe our unexpected guest can explain to us why. Oh, shit! We gotta get out of here! Run! I hope one of you can explain to me why there are outsiders in my ceremony. I've seen that man before, Father. I thought... I do not care what you thought. You will find them and bring them to me. You have until the next solstice. Yes, Father. Oh my God, thank goodness we found the station. Can you believe it? A secret sect that wants to take over the world here in Mistbury. That's so exciting. The guy in the mask saw my face. Okay, looks like there's five of them, besides Astaroth himself. I can't believe the rumors were true. Will I just vanish? Nah, they'll arrange it to look like suicide. Do you think your father is one of the five? Maybe Asmodeus? He didn't show up. What? I don't know. Maybe. We need to be careful from now on. Nobody knows who might be a member of the Sons of Astaroth. Watch yourself when you investigate. I'll leave the investigation to you. No problem. Count on me. We should go straight home now. By the time we get there, classes will be over. Okay. Ah, home sweet home. Well, 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 look who shows up. I didn't see you at school today. We were working on a student club project. Student club? Uh-huh. Yeah, we had a bunch of work. Good thing Iris was there, too. Well, I'm gonna do my homework. See you later. You know, it's funny you say that because I saw Iris today walking through the halls. Yeah, she left early. She had a lecture she couldn't miss. Of course. Anyway, never mind. You still want to study chemistry? Oh, that's true. We were supposed to study today. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Thanks for the help, Lauren. I really need it. Okay, let's go to my room. All right, welcome to the exciting world of chemistry. Have you gone over what I told you the other day? Why is it always chemistry? Yeah. Okay, let's see if that's true. Tell me. Which of these compounds can be used as an explosive? Which of these compounds found in the seeds of a certain plant can be used as poison? Is it ricin? Or is it safrole? And which of these compounds can be used as a crystal meth precursor? Ah, two correct answers. You're going to have to watch Breaking Bad again. Hold on, let's try this again. Was it eugenol? Okay, hold on. So I got that right the first time. Ricin. No? Okay, so I was right the first time. Oh man, it wasn't that. Nice. 3 out of 3. I see you've mastered Breaking Bad. Yeah, science. Okay, let's get serious now. We'll start with oxidation reactions. Let's see how you do in the field. A few minutes later. Okay, nice job. If you keep studying, I don't think you'll have any problems. Thank you, Lauren. You're a great teacher. Thanks. Looks like the weather is nice and it's still early. Do you want to go for a run? Tomorrow we have a PE test. It could come in handy. Sure. Cool. I'm going to change. I'll meet you downstairs. Stretching. You ready? Yeah, ready for action. Let's go. You set the pace. Panting. You know, we're close to a place I really like. There's a hidden road that goes up the mountain. It's a stream I love to visit to go. I love to visit to go because there's never anyone there. It's kind of my secret spot, but I can show it to you if you want. Of course, that sounds great. Cool, on one condition, though. You're going to tell me where the fuck you and Judy have been today. You've been missing since yesterday. What? We were at student club. Yeah, you think I'm stupid? Tell me the truth. We were working on a project, really. Baff, you don't want to tell me about it. Screw you. Oh, okay, hold on. So, if you don't tell her about the cult, you get a four with Lauren. So, is that good or bad? Okay, you know about our basement. Yes, the whole thing started when. What? Okay, hold on. We were working on a project, really. Okay, but if you don't want to, if you don't want to tell me about it, screw you. I'll ask Judy about that spot. Ha! Good luck with that. You know the way home, right? See you later. Wednesday. All right. Thank you for your attention. Remember that you have PE class now. You can go to the gym. I'll see you all tomorrow. Not so quick, young man. You can't go yet. Can you tell me where you were yesterday? Yesterday? I've already asked Judy, so you better hope you got your story straight. Fuck, what would Judy have said? I said sick. Yeah, that's what she told me. Of course, because it's the truth. Okay, I'll ignore how quickly you've recovered from your illness, and I'm gonna believe you. Now go to PE and keep studying. Always. All right, to the gym. Jasmine's still here. And without being surrounded by her kiss-ass friends, this could be my chance to get a ticket to her party. Hey, Jasmine, what's up? Hello? Uh-oh. Can I help you? Well, no, I was just saying hello. Well, hello, sweetie, but I have to go if you don't want anything else. No, I wanted to ask. I heard you're having a party this Friday, and I know you need an invitation, so do you have any left? I'm sorry. Who are you again? I'm gonna kill this bitch. I'm Grim. We've been in the same class for the last 4 years. I'm Lauren's stepbrother. Oh, Grim, of course. I'm sorry, honey. I don't have any left. Invitations were reserved for a select class of people. But Judy and Lauren are invited. Can I go with them? I'm afraid the security guy won't let you in uninvited. Maybe next semester. Bye. A select class of people? This bitch thinks she's better than us just because her old man's loaded? Oh no, we'll try that one again. A select class of people? This bitch thinks she's better than us just because her old man's loaded. I'm betting she still has a few invitations on her. Since I couldn't convince her, it's time for my plan B. I just have to wait until the whole class is in the gym. A few minutes later. And now, I just have to sneak into the girls' locker room, take an invitation from Jasmine's locker, and get the hell out of here. If I skip PE, it doesn't really matter much. I'll get an A for sure. Professor Snyder likes me since I told him I was 9% German. Okay, which one is hers? Oh, fuck, someone's coming. I thought all the girls would be at the gym by now. Fuck, what do I do now? Who the fuck is so late? Oh, of course. Miss, I don't care if I'm late because my dad pays half the school's annual budget. Oh, mama, wait a second. She has to put on her gym clothes. This could get interesting. This damn grate doesn't let me see well. Oh, no. Oh, excuse me. Oh, more people coming in, of course. Is anyone even in the gym? Mr. Snyder needs to get serious. These people don't respect him. Hey, Jasmine, how you doing? Oh, it's Lauren. Hey, girl, nothing much. You? Same. Listen, about your party this Friday. I just wanted to ask you, do we need to bring anything? Not at all, don't worry. There'll be everything you may need. You'll see. Cool, I'm going out. See you outside. Sure. This damn locker. I have Jasmine naked within 2 meters of me and I can't see shit. Oh, fuck, my phone! Phew, thank God she didn't hear it. Okay, that was close. I think it's safe to go. Wow, look who's here! Oh no! Ah! Ah! My chest! I can't breathe! I. Ah! Dies. Are you done, you fucking weirdo? Hidden in the girls' locker room? Really? You're even more disgusting than I thought. That's not what it seems. Don't bullshit me. And get away from me, you creepy bastard. I'm gonna tell security to beat you up if you dare to show up at my house this Friday. But get out now. Okay. Ah, fuck my life. I've lost any chance of going to the party. The event of the year and I won't be able to go. Unless, yeah, of course, it's a costume party. I'd forgotten. Yeah, that'll do. I just have to order a costume and blend in with the crowd. I'll head home. The sooner I buy it, the sooner it'll arrive. I should still be at school. I skipped the last class. Carla would probably yell at me if she notices, but she doesn't seem to be home. What was that? Is that what I think it is? Ah, those are definitely moans of pleasure. Oh, merciful Lord. She's fingering herself. Ah. Oh my God, lately I'm horny as hell. Not that surprising, though, with all the traveling, Charles is almost never here. And the worst part is that I can't even have an orgasm on my own. Maybe I could use that. When Cora gave it to me, I never thought I'd use it, but I could give it a try. Now, where did I put it? I think I hid it over here somewhere. Oh my fucking God, Carla, you don't deserve to receive so little affection. I'm hard as a rock. Aha, here it is. Oh my God, this thing is bigger than I remembered. Okay, let's give it a try. Just a little, to get rid of this hunger. Okay, easy now. Ah! Okay. Oh, Jesus, didn't know you were this naughty. Fuck, I'm gonna come. These Honey Select renders aren't bad, are they? Oh my God, ah, 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 grim, yeah, ah, ah. Did she just say, oh my God, did I just shout Grim's name? First a dream and now this. I think I haven't had sex for too long. I no longer think clearly. What was that? Hello, is anybody home? What the fuck was that noise? Did it come from my room? Shit. My God, how embarrassing. I hope no one left school early. Where's my robe? Hello? Lauren? Judy? Grim? Doesn't look like there's anybody up here. Something must have fallen in the kitchen. Thank God there's no one here. I think the noise came from this direction, but there seems to be nothing here. Wait a second. Is there a hole in the window? A fucking arrow? Who shot an arrow into my room? There seems to be a paper attached with something written on it. A few hours later. You're finally here. All right, Lauren, I'm guessing Judy already told you where we went on Monday. Am I wrong? Of course, she's not a prick like you. Okay, listen to me. This is important. I got a message a few hours ago about the Sons of Astaroth. Yeah, but why did we have to lock ourselves in the bathroom? Because it's the only soundproof room in the house. It used to be a recording studio before the house was renovated. Now that I mention it, this could be useful in the future. Who knows? I should keep it in mind. You see, the thing is, someone left a note in my room which reads as follows. I know you and your friends are looking into the Sons of Astaroth. There are five of them. They do not know each other's real identities. They answer to the names of Semuel, Lilith, Moloch, Azazel, and Asmodeus. And they are all taking orders from their leader, Astaroth, a raging egomaniac who is trying to become immortal. After decades of work, he is closer to succeeding. That's why, at this moment, all of them are here in Mistbury. That's all you need to know for now. You have to get away from them. You can do nothing. They are too powerful. They control the police. They're everywhere. I'll finish this myself. These fanatics must be stopped. Stand aside, do not ask any questions, and do not talk about this with anyone. Stay away from anyone who looks suspicious. Forget that any of this happened, and you may live. Signed, Asmodeus. That's it. So, if we exclude our new ally, there's 4 more people we have to find. Did you hear anything I just said? Yes, but we can't stop now. We can't let them get away with this. I expected you to say that, but we don't even know where to start. And even if we found one of them, what would we do after? Don't worry about that. Lauren and I are working on something. Right, sis? Hell yeah. We'll show you when it's ready. Is it a crossbow or something like that? Nah, it's cooler than that. Okay, do what you want, but for now, let's not do anything we'll regret. Let's just continue to live our lives as normal. Just keep one eye open. Understood. Okay, I'll see you later. Later. Thursday. Ugh, it's Thursday already. One day left to the party. Let's see if my costume has arrived. It's not here. Maybe Carla knows something about it. Morning, Carla. Hello? Carla, are you deaf? Oh my god, what am I gonna do? I was out of line yesterday. I even yelled his name out loud. For heaven's sake, Carla, what's wrong with you? He's the son of your husband. This is wrong on so many levels. But why? Why does that turn me on? No, enough. Okay, Carla, take a deep breath and try to focus on something else. Definitely her lights are on, but nobody's home. She's not even washing the dishes. She's just wasting water. Maybe I should text Dr. Monroe and tell him about my problem. He's a great psychologist. I'm sure he can help me. Yeah, that sounds good. Blows. Ah, fuck, Grim, don't scare me like that. Haha, I said hello like 20 times, but you were in your own world. What the hell were you thinking about? Thinking? I wasn't thinking of anything. I mean, well, yes, I was thinking about work. Yeah, sure. I bet she was thinking about yesterday. Did you cut your hair? Yep, just a little. I like it. You look good. Thanks. The same goes for you. You look stunning. Thanks. This is not helping. So, have any packages come for me today? Yes, one got delivered a moment ago. I left it in the closet by the entrance. Swell, I'll put it away later. Well, I'm going to eat something and then head out. See you in the afternoon. Of course, have a great day. Carla, if you don't mind a compliment, I got to say you look incredible lately. You have a body that most girls my age would kill for. Haha, thank you, Grim. You're too gallant. Oh, Jesus, you just grazed my ass and my whole body got aroused. You definitely need help, Carla. Well? That'd be too much. See you later. Bye-bye. A few hours later. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. See you later, Rebecca. Tom, I told you to call me Miss Wilson. You don't enjoy such a privilege, dumbass. Now that I think about it, I have to confirm Sunday's lesson with her. Hi, Rebecca. Can I ask you a question? Don't talk so loud. If someone hears you calling me that after what I just told Tom, it'd look kind of bad. Sorry. Well, what is it? Yes, I just wanted to ask about Sunday's lesson. Same time as last week? Sure, 10 a.m. at my place. Nice. Will David be there to help us? Nah, I don't think so. Nice. He usually spends Sundays working lately. All I can think about is work, work, work. Can you believe he even spent a whole night in the office? This Monday night, he didn't even come home to sleep. According to him, he had an important meeting. Something must have gone wrong because when he came back, he was visibly agitated and stressed out. Well, he... Wait, did you say Monday night? That was the night Judy and I found the Sons of Astaroth. Yeah, why? Could it be? No, it's impossible. But what if... Never mind, it's nothing. Okay then, I'll see you tomorrow. Sorry I have to leave so soon. I'm in a bit of a hurry today. No problem. Bye. Isn't this too much of a coincidence? Could David be involved in this somehow? Fuck, I need to know. And if I've got something to do right now, it was me who wanted to stay out of it, but... Fuck it, we're all in. If he's one of them, there's gotta be some clue in his house. I have to ask Judy for help. DEFCON 3 alert. I have to tell you something important. Right on time, same here. I've got something I have to show to you. Really? Okay, quick, you first. Okay, that's funny. What the fuck, Judy? Mine is serious. Tell me, tell me. This is about the SOA. Oh shit, it's actually serious then. Yeah, listen, I need to break into Miss Wilson's house. I'll explain it to you later. I need to entertain her for a while. I need you to entertain her for a while. Could you do it? Count on it, bro. Thanks. Okay, let's do it. Talk to you later. Later. Okay, Rebecca's house is right next door. Let's go. Okay. And we're going to stop right here. Things are getting kind of interesting. We're learning about the Sons of Astaroth. And there's definitely a cult and some weird shit going on. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more Once in a Lifetime.